AP News for this Saturday, February 25th. I'm Jackie Quinn. California is getting pounded with wind and heavy snow.
We're looking at an additional foot to maybe localized 2 feet of additional snowfall.
Blizzard conditions are expected today in higher elevations. Meteorologist Zach Taylor.
Flooding threat. There have been reports of like mudslides and washed out roads.
The Los Angeles Fire Department had to use a helicopter to rescue several homeless people stranded in flooding. Tens of thousands are in the dark with power outages. The outages persist in chilly Michigan, too, where a storm earlier this week dumped snow and knocked out power. It's not known if weather was a factor in the deadly crash of an air ambulance plane that went down in Nevada. All five people on board, the crew, a patient, and a relative were killed. Sergeant Nathan Cooper on KOLO-TV says it took 2 hours to find the wreckage in snowy conditions.
It's a pretty mountainous region, especially with the weather being the way it is right now. It's not very good.
In Ukraine, soldiers fire off a rocket launcher aimed at Russian positions in Kharkiv. Fierce fighting continues in the country's northeast. Today, the European Union announced stronger sanctions against Russian and Iranian entities accused of aiding in the war. Have you ever wondered if you have COVID or is it the flu? Our Julie Walker reports the FDA has just approved a new home test.
The Lucira COVID and flu home test, which can be purchased without a prescription, uses self-collected nasal swab samples and delivers results in about 30 minutes. The test was granted emergency use authorization. The FDA cautions there is a risk of false positive and negative results.
This is AP News. One year of war in Ukraine.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Roundup. The bells of St. Michael's Church chimed at midnight in Ukraine's capital city to mark the beginning of the war 1 year ago.
Un anno dall'inizio di questa guerra assurda e crudele.
Pope Francis marked the anniversary of the war this week by appealing for a ceasefire and warning that Russia will never achieve true victory built on rubble. Some Iranians in the sacred city of Qom are quietly calling on the country's ruling clerics to reconsider how they deal with unrest. Clerics like Abu Zar Saheb Nazaran say the harsh crackdown was a mistake. He and others say the authorities should soften their approach to demonstrators and women's demands on being able to choose whether to wear an Islamic head covering. However, these critics from within still back the government, and a wide gulf remains between them and the protesters who have called for an uprising. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.